It's a universal experience, I suspect, that growing up is not only a wonderful and exciting and rewarding experience, it is also, and often even more so, a painful and bewildering and frustrating ordeal. That's natural. To leave the familiar, to move into the unknown, and to become something we weren't can be scary and demanding. If this is true of life in general, it should also be true of religious faith. More precisely, if figuring out who we really are as we move from childhood to so-called maturity is for most of us a process in which progress takes place through grappling with confusion, we should expect the same process to operate in figuring out who God is. That has certainly been my experience. As I've grown older, my faith in God has, I trust, grown deeper. But that's because it has been prodded by confusion. No confusion, no deepening. Just why human growth makes for problems in religious growth has to do with the natural process of growing up. Our spiritual intelligence and maturity have to keep pace with our emotional intelligence and maturity. How that syncopated growth takes place, if it does at all, will be different from person to person. But I think there are some general reasons, especially for people in the United States, why this syncopation lags. For many Christians, while their general academic education matures with their bodies and intelligence, their religious education, if they had any, all too often ends with 8th or 12th grade. They have to face adult life with an 8th grade or teenage level religious diploma. That can make for difficulties, mainly because being grown up means taking responsibility and thinking for oneself. That requires finding reasons in one's own experience for affirming or rejecting what one took from mom and dad with a child's trusting but often blind faith. And making connections between an adult's experience and a child's image of a divine being up in heaven running the show may be as impossible as fitting into your high school graduation suit or dress 20 or even 10 years later. Add to such tensions the fact that we live in a world, more vocal in Europe than the U.S., in which scientists keep answering the questions for which we thought God was the response. Or psychologists and political scientists keep pointing out how religion is a more effective tool for manipulation than for maturation, and it becomes even clearer why passing from religious childhood to religious adulthood runs into the kind of problems that either block or terminate the process. Way back in 1975, the very first graduate theology course I taught at Catholic Theological Union in Chicago was titled The Problem of God. For me, and for many, the problem remains. As I try to sort out and identify the different faces of my God problem, or the reasons why I so often find myself wincing when I hear or read how we Christians talk about God, I find three discomforting images. God the transcendent other, God the personal other, and God the known other. In no way can I provide neatly packaged answers to a lineup of questions that have teased and tormented many a mind much more erudite than my own, but I do want to try to explore and better understand, for myself and for others, how Buddhism has helped me grapple with such questions and even to come up with some working answers.